because obviously that is what a coach wants, somebody who's dependable, who's consistent. How did you learn to apply those things in the game of football?
Well, I think that, number one, my faith, I think it did play a role in how I approached the game in terms of my preparation and that sort of thing, because I think that we have the highest motivation to meet as believers, and so my goal was always to be the best that I possibly could in every situation, whether that was as a football player, as a member of Congress, or leading this trade association that I do now, is just to be the best that I can be and do the best possible job, because I have a higher standard. And it's not just about how much money I make or the ability to make more money. It's about the charge that's given to me as a believer to be the best that I can be in all situations and all circumstances. And it's not for my glory, but for God's glory. I believe that.
How does that help you, Steve? In the most intense situations, like a Tony Dungy, with all the spotlight on him last year after what happened, mm-hmm. and then this year again, how did that help you in terms of having a peace of mind? You know, I look at some of the athletes like Alex Rodriguez, who mentally I think is very tough for the most part, and who even has a wife who is a psychologist, at least is a counselor in the psychological area, and yet last year he didn't seem to have that. And I don't want, you know, everybody's going through their own personal journeys in life, whether they believe in Jesus or whether they have a different religious faith, but tell me about why it is that some people like yourself were able to take advantage of that and some are not.
That's a big question. I don't know that I can answer that one. I think we all bring a lot of baggage with us into any job that we have, whether it's professional football or the business world. I don't know that I can answer that question, but I know that, given my particular background, where I came from, a home where my parents were divorced when I was six, my mom remarried, my stepfather was an alcoholic, and there was just a lot of problems that...
it's not like
really...
we had it all set up for you.
Yeah, right. It was perfect. But I think that both my faith played an important role in developing as a person, not as a player, but as a person. And then I think my ability to play football certainly gave me a lot of opportunities to do things that I would have never been able to do.